If you don't find a local aviation organization that caters to your needs, start one. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Doug Barker, who is the president of the Utah Rotorcraft Association. We're here to talk a little bit about the group's first fly-in, which is happening this coming weekend over Father's Day weekend, but also to talk about not only the organization itself, but how it may set an example for those of us who find ourselves in a geographical area where we don't have an organization that represents folks with our interests. Doug did something, I guess, kind of amazing in that regard. Doug, thanks for taking a few minutes out for our listeners today.
I'm more than happy to be here.
Well, in the words of Dean Dolph, who is the chapter coordinator for the Popular Rotorcraft Association, you were the guy who willed Chapter 2 into existence. Tell us a little bit about your background in rotorcraft and what led you to drive and form this group.
Well, I don't really have a lot of background in rotorcraft. I just have a love for flying. My father was a pilot. I grew up with stories about flying, but by the time I came along, you know, he'd given up the plane for a family and, you know, all that story that happens with that all the time. So I had this love for flying, but no real ability to get out there and get it done. And for years, I was a wannabe pilot. I belonged to EAA and went to the chapter meetings all the time and dreamed of building my own plane and looked at several different ones, and that kind of evolved and changed over the years as to what would be the ideal aircraft for me. But several years ago, I read an article that talked about flying a gyroplane, and as I read that, I just thought, this is exactly what I've been dreaming about for years. I mean, I used to have these dreams of being able to fly over the trees, and there wouldn't really be an aircraft around me. It would just be me flying like Superman over the trees.
Uh-huh.
And as I read this article on gyros, I thought, you know, that's pretty close to what I've been dreaming about for all these years, just the air in my face and the good visibility and flying low and seeing terrain, and I thought, this is what I want to do. But there really wasn't anything around to help me and support me in that project.
Now, you live in northern Utah. One would think that being the home of Grone Brothers Aviation, northern Utah would be a gyroplane hotbed.
Well, you would think so. I certainly agree. When I first got into this, I didn't live in Utah. I lived in Wyoming at the time. And there wasn't anything up there, and there wasn't anybody flying a gyro. I moved to Utah about 4 years ago. And it was about that time that I learned that GBA was here. So I was excited about that, but there still wasn't a PRA chapter. There still wasn't anybody that I knew that was flying gyros. And when I first got started, I'm looking around, and I thought I was the only guy within 1,000 miles that cared about gyros.
Well, Doug, I remember when I first saw your name, I was still living in Oregon and saw that you were in Utah and that you had put out a couple of feelers on the Rotary Wing Forum, which is, for anyone interested, rotaryforum.com. You had been looking around and seemed to be coming up dry, and then it seemed like just a couple of months later, you were announcing that you had the requisite 5 paid members signed up to join as a Popular Rotorcraft Association chapter. What happened in that short period of time that got these people out of the woodwork?
Well, I don't think it was actually that short a time. I think for probably a year or two, I was just looking and trying to find anybody else, and I'd find one here and one there, and finally I had about 6 or 7 people on my list that lived within a 500-mile range of here that said, yeah, I'm interested, I'd like to do something. And so I thought, I was talking with Dean Dolph, and he said, you know, you ought to start a chapter there. And I thought, well, I think somebody else that knows something about gyros ought to start a chapter. I'm new, I need somebody to take me by the hand. I don't need to be trying to lead others, but there was no one else willing to do it, and I really wanted to get together with other people that like gyros. So I started calling, and we put together a meeting, and I had almost twice as many people as I thought we needed to make it happen. So I thought, this is going to be a piece of cake. And we scheduled it about 2 months out and just really promoted and pushed and tried to have our first meeting. And had it not been for Glenn bringing by a new person that he had just talked to that wasn't even on my list, we wouldn't have even made the 5 people. We ended up with 5, but just barely.
Okay, well, you did get the chapter registered, and I've noticed I've been to meet with you guys twice so far, and it looks like you're getting at least 5 every time you meet.
We are. Right now, it seems to, you know, have got some momentum, and every single time we meet, there's some new people that have heard about us, and more people coming. We don't get all the ones that came last time to the next one, so the numbers aren't blowing out of the room yet, but I think with the fly-in, I can't even remember how many people I've talked to that said, man, I wanted to do this forever, and I'll be down there. So I think we may quadruple the numbers of signed-up paid members here at this fly-in coming this weekend.
Well, now, one thing I have noticed in several years of watching the local chapters of the Popular Rotorcraft Association is that there are some factors that seem to go into making a chapter successful. One of them is having a place at which to be based, which is associated with a manufacturer or a dealer. And that is, it's very fortunate for you guys that Air Gyro happens to be at the Spanish Fork, Utah Airport. Air Gyro is a mixed fixed-wing, rotor-wing school, flight school, which has some very exciting products coming down the road. They're in the pipeline now, but they'll be representing as a dealer in the future. And it looks like you guys have found a great place to roost.
Oh, I'll say. And if it wasn't for Nate and Air Gyro, you know, I don't think it could happen. I mean, he's really the glue that holds this thing together right now. He's the one that's able to provide a gyro plane that's up and flying and training. And so a new person comes along and wants to see what it's like, he can take them up and give them an experience. Without that, we'd be just a bunch of guys, you know, trying to build gyros, and someday we're going to fly and we wouldn't have much to show. But with Air Gyro, we really have an ongoing organization and something happening, and there's a bunch of people that are going to have some gyros here pretty quick.
All right. Anybody in the Intermountain West who is interested in the Utah Rotorcraft Association, which is going to be bigger than Utah, just Utah.
Correct.
The chapter's website is www.prachapter2, that's numeral 2.org, and you'll find a link to that from wherever you found this Aerocast. Doug, when we come back to the break, I want to talk about the fly-in coming up this weekend.
Sounds great.
You're listening to a special feature from Aero News. My guest is Doug Barker, who's president of the Utah Rotorcraft Association. I'm Paul Plack, and we'll be back in a moment.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack talking with Doug Barker, who's the president of the Utah Rotorcraft Association. This is a fairly new organization, and they're undertaking their first fly-in, which will be held at the West Desert Air Park, which is a private airstrip located in northern Utah. Well, let's see, what is the actual municipality, Doug? Is it in Fairfield?
Fairfield is the, if you call it a town, it's really about 10 houses that are all together out there, but there's this little place on the map called Fairfield, and if you drive right through the main street and go out of Fairfield, just as the road starts to turn west and head out to the desert, there's a road that cuts off to the south, and you can see the hangars about a mile in the distance right there, so they're visible right there from the highway.
All right. Now, I've talked to Mark, who owns the place. He runs a RANS dealer called Rocky Mountain Kit Planes out of the airfield.
Uh-huh.
But it is a private strip, and in theory, he wants people to contact him before flying in. I assume, though, that we can trailer in and then work out the details of signing whatever waiver he wants.
Correct. The main concern he has is people that are going to be flying there. He wants them to sign a waiver to protect the airstrip and the people that own property out there.
All right. Now, how is that location selected as a place to hold this meet?
Well, we set the weekend to have our fly-in, 6 or 8 months ago. And as we started trying to promote that and look at places to go, we'd originally thought that we'd hold it there at the Spanish Fork Airport because we had the Air Gyro hangar and they're kind of our base of operation. But as I started trying to promote and get the word out to other people, I became aware that there's a gentleman by the name of Staten Barnes who was putting together a helicopter meet for the exact same weekend, and where we're so closely tied in and want to be involved with the helicopter people also. I talked with him, and we decided this would be a good mix to just bring the two together. And he's still kind of got his own little organization that he's putting together, and we have our own organization. But we're confident and hopeful that as the two get to know each other, that they'll be comfortable and want to kind of merge and all turn into one, and we can support helicopters and gyroplanes, anything that that flies with rotors, we'd like to be there to support and help and encourage and promote.
Well, and that's something, frankly, that the international organization, the Popular Rotorcraft Association, hasn't been terribly successful at. I know the PRA started out as the Benson Owners Group, and over the years they've had, you know, waning and waxing participation by experimental helicopter enthusiasts, too. But do you have any plans specifically within the Utah Rotorcraft Association to keep it helicopter-friendly?
Oh, absolutely. Our goal is to make people who want to fly helicopters feel absolutely as much a part of the program as people with gyros. In fact, most of the people that are flying gyros would really love to fly helicopters, too. It's not that we don't like helicopters. It's just for a lot of us, we feel like helicopters is beyond our reach, and the gyro, if you will, is kind of a poor man's helicopter. It does most of the same things a helicopter can do, but it does it simpler and cheaper and easier to fly. So, you know, most of us love helicopters. We have nothing against them whatsoever. I think there has been some things that happen on the national level, you know, where they had a lot of helicopters coming for a while, and then some personalities conflict, and somebody gets upset, and they leave. And so there's been waxing and waning of that support, but there's no reason. I mean, the PRA as an organization has nothing against helicopters. In fact, we support anything with rotors. So it's just a personality and attitude situation, and we welcome them with open arms.
Okay, now what are people going to see at this particular event? Because I know that you know, the world of experimental rotorcraft covers a lot of ground. What do we know for sure is going to turn up this weekend?
Well, what we know is changing on a pretty regular basis. Several things that I thought I knew just a short time ago, I don't really know right now. We've got a bunch of Helicycle, which is a turbine single-seat experimental air helicopter. There's going to be several of those there flying.
A little bird told me that Carolyn Schramm may be coming down from Nampa, Idaho.
She is planning on being here. I believe there's going to be some Baby Bells, a Canadian...
The Safari.
Safari.
Yeah,
Safari,
right,
is what they call it now.
Yeah, don't say Baby Bell. You'll get sued. You know.
Yeah, I think that's what they used to be called, and that's kind of what they look like, but that's not what they are now. But I think we've got one or two of those that are going to be there. I know there's going to be some Robinson R-22s and R-44s there. I believe there's going to be a Rotorway exec there. Going to be some Hughes aircraft, and also the couple that started Experimental Helo magazine.
Stu and Kathy Fields.
I think they're planning on being here.
Well, that's a lot to see. And you personally, in your personal quest for the right aircraft, wound up with Larry Neal's Super Sky Cycle, and I understand you're going to haul your partially completed kit down there.
I wish I was flying it down there or driving it, but it's going to be on a trailer and it's going to make it, you know, at whatever level it's at. But absolutely, I want people to see what I'm building and realize that you can build one too. When I first started and I thought about building an experimental aircraft, the thought scared me to death because I'm not the kind of guy that even does his own mechanical work on my own vehicles. I mean, I take them to the shop to get the oil changed. So when I told my wife I was thinking of building an aircraft that I was going to fly in, she's like, "Are you nuts?" But,
wow.
You know, you can learn the skills that you need to put one of these things together. They're really not that hard. If you're excited and dedicated to doing it, anybody can do it.
All right, so the event is this Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at West Desert Air Park, which the designator is UT-99, if you want to look it up on the web. It's a spectacular place to fly. I guess I should warn anybody who's coming with an anemic engine that we are at about 4,000 feet. And just plan accordingly. Rejet if you need to before you get here. But man, what a spectacular place to fly! I'm a newcomer to Utah, Doug, and it's like a postcard in every direction you look here.
And I have been worried a little bit about the weather because it's been so wet and stormy here, a lot more than it normally is. But this morning I got up and looked at the weather report, the long-term forecast, and we're supposed to get a little bit of cloud and storm here on Wednesday, and then that blows through. And they're predicting blue skies, 75 to 80 degree temperatures. It couldn't be more perfect for flying if we'd ordered it.
Doug, if someone has questions, wants more information on about the flying this weekend, what's the best way to contact you?
Well, I'll have my cell phone with me the whole weekend, so probably my cell phone. It's 801-628-7598.
And you'll be out there Thursday through Saturday.
I'm going to be out there Thursday afternoon getting ready so that we're there for all day Friday and all day Saturday. I'll be leaving late Saturday night.
I'm going to bring my equipment down there and originate the AeroCasts from the picnic table in front of Mark Pringle's clubhouse on Friday. So we'll have some fun down there. Doug, really appreciate your taking some time out. We wish you a successful event, and I will see you there.
I'll be there.
My guest has been Doug Barker, president of the Utah Rotorcraft Association, which is also Popular Rotorcraft Association Chapter 2. If you want more information on the group, the website is www.prachapter2.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.